In today's Mishnahs, we learn the 6th and 7th Mishnah from the first Perek of Masechta Makot. And we continue learning about these Edim Zalmumim. If you recall, this refers to witnesses, two or more, that have testified falsely about a particular case. Other witnesses have come along and said it's impossible for those to have testified about this supposed crime because they're with us at that time at a completely different location. And we've explained that they received the reciprocal punishment, meaning the punishment they wanted to provide to this accused individual, falsely accused, they would receive themselves. And what the Mishnah is here is discussing the situation of a capital case. So Mishnah says, Edim ha'edim zomim neheragim. So we learn the scope of when they can receive this punishment, or defined as edim zomim, is further reduced. As the Mishnah says, they can only be executed, ad shigamer ha'din, only if the actual case of which they testified falsely about has been concluded, and the individual is found to be guilty, and they're about to execute him, but he's not yet been killed yet. That's the window of time of which these other witnesses come along and find this first set of witnesses as Edim Zomim, such that they can be now themselves be executed, meaning this false set of witnesses is Edim Zomim. And Mishnah says, this is a very important point to make. Why Shatzdukim, the Sadducees, who are not faithful to the oral tradition, they would said that it can only be killed, these Edim Zomim, ad Yahareg, only if the falsely accused was found guilty and he was also executed, because the Torah says, that Shatzdukim point to the pasuk, it says, Nefesh Tachat Nefesh, that we take a life for a life. We can only kill these false witnesses if their testimony results in the death of the falsely accused. However, Amru lechachamim, the chachamim say, no, v'haluk v'anamar, look at the psukim that relate to Edim Zomim. It says, v'asitim lo kasher zamam nasot lachiv. You should do to them as they, zamam, as they conspired to do to their brother. Now, it didn't say the person who was harug, the killed, it says achiv, and the chazal understand that the hare achiv kayam, the term achiv suggests that this individual is still alive, so has not yet been executed. This contradicts the pasuk that the tzedukim refer to of nefesh tachat nefesh. So the Mishnah continues, im ken lama ne'emar, why does the pasuk say nefesh tachat nefesh? Well, that's because yechol mishashi kiblu adatam, because one might think that from the very moment those witnesses provide their false testimony, within seconds, another set of witnesses come along, show that they're Edim Zomim, and then they could be executed straight away. So that's why we needed to say, so is it possible, Mishashi Kebulu Atam Yaharogu? So Mishnah says, no, Tabalomar, therefore we have the other pasuk of Nefesh Tachat Nefesh, this pasuk of life for life. Ha'enem Neharagim, so we learn from that, Ad Shigamer Hadin. So only when the false accused is considered as if he is Harug, despite the fact he's still alive, as if he has been killed, when's that point? That's when the case has been concluded and he's been found guilty. It's only from that point that can be considered Edim Zomim up until, not after, until this false accused has been actually killed. So that's that very, very small window. Kati, in his extension, cites the Ramban of explanation of the Torah of why it is such a small window, but I'll leave that for your own further study in terms of the hashgafic or the philosophical thought around that point. Let's now learn Mishnah Zayin. It says in the Torah, Al pi shnayim edin or shlosha adim yumat amet, that according to two or three witnesses, a person can be executed by the way of testimony of two or three. The Mishnah reflects on this. It says, Imet kem edin b'shtayim, if two witnesses are sufficient, lama prata katov shdi shlosha. Why does the Torah have to mention three as well? In other words, two witnesses are sufficient. The pasuk doesn't have to say, oh, also by way of three. So there must be some legal consequence to that. So Mishnah continues, this is according to the first opinion, Ela hakish, to connect, shlosha l'shnayim. Three witnesses, so a unit of three witnesses are present together to a unit of two, to teach us that there's no power in numbers. In other words, once you've got two, it has the same force as three, another way around. So that's important, meaning, ma shlosha mizim inter shnayim, just as three witnesses can provide testimony to prove that two other witnesses are Edim Zomim, that would work in reverse as well. Meaning two witnesses can present, Afshnaim Yozomu can come and prove or provide testimony that would result in three other witnesses that present to Beit Din to say all three of them are Zomim. Minayin afilu meya, how do we know even 100? Meaning two witnesses have the power to provide testimony to say that a group of 100 witnesses, that would say all of you are with us in a particular different location at the time of this supposed crime. How do we know that two has a power to find all 100 zomim? Tamalomar edim. We have a superfluous edim because it says al pishneim edim or shlosha edim. There's two double edim there. We understand that edim, even if it's not just three, even 100. Rabbi Shimon has a different diuk or different understanding of when the pasuk says shneim edim or shlosha edim. It says Rabbi Shimon says ma shneim einam neharagim ad shiyu shneihim zomimim. Af shlosha einarim ad shiyu shloshtam zomimim. A law in Edim Zomim, which we haven't yet mentioned yet, that if we've got two witnesses testified about a case and they've testified falsely, and when another pair of witnesses come along, they only provide testimony about one of those two initial witnesses. And they say, how is it possible you can testify about this case? You, the individual with us in a different location. In that situation, they're not defined as enim zomim. The reciprocal punishment doesn't apply unless both of those witnesses are found to be zomimim. So what the Mishnah is telling us, according to Rabbi Shimon, he says, just as when it comes to two witnesses, they can only be defined as enim zomimim if there's extra testimony to prove that they're both enim zomimim, so too, that would be a case if three present a bedim as a unit. So in other words, even if we have two witnesses that come later and say it's impossible that those two of three witnesses could provide this testimony about, let's use a capital case, because they're with us at the time of the supposed crime, then we wouldn't be able to execute even those two of the three false witnesses. We would have to find all those three as being Edim Zomimim. So we may not feel, oh man, how do we know that even if there was 100, meaning a group of 100 witnesses came together, once again, he understands from the superfluous word, Tamil Omar Edim. Rabbi Kiva says, Lo ba ha-shlishi elalach miralav, velasod dino kyotze be'ilu. So the shlishi, it seemed to be according to Rabbi Shimon's understanding, the fact that coming three affords somewhat of a leniency, meaning it's only once all three are found as being false that we can define the group as enim zomim and give them the reciprocal punishment. Rabbi Kiva says that when it says or shlosha edim is actually coming to add a stringency, which is what? V'lasot dinok yotzei be'elo, to imply that this third witness, the tagalong, would also receive the same reciprocal punishment as the other two. I'll just pause here for a moment because Kanti is an introduction to the next Mishnah, tries to understand what's the difference between all these different opinions. It sounds like the first opinion, the Tanakama, that says that two or three have the same power to find different groups of witnesses false. Rabbi Shimon says that you have to find them all false, whether they're two or three. They're not really arguing with one another. The discussion with Rabbi Kiva, is he arguing on Rabbi Shimon or not? According to some opinions, he's not. He's just trying to teach us another law that despite the fact two witnesses would have been sufficient, if three present, and they're all found to be false, and they all receive the reciprocal punishment. However, there are other opinions. You can see in Kati's introduction to the next Mishnah that says that the Chumrah that Rabbi Akiva is presenting is that if you have a group of three witnesses and two are found to be false, then those two alone could be found zomim and get reciprocal punishment, even if the third is not punished. There's even another opinion that says if two of the witnesses that came together with this third one are found to be Edim Zomim, then this third witness would also be included in the reciprocal punishment despite the fact they were not Edim to testify that he was in a different location at the time of the crime. So there's a bit of a discussion in terms of what is Rabbi Kiva arguing, and if he is arguing, how extreme is his opinion. In any event, the mission now closes, because according to all opinion, this so-called third tag-along witness, whichever explanation you want to go according to what Rabbi Kiva is maintaining, this tag-along witness is also receiving a punishment, despite the fact he wasn't necessary, didn't really have to come to Beit Din. So Mishnah says, "Im ken anasha katu mitvel ovrei aveira, ko ovrei aveira." If the Torah punishes someone who tags along with others that are committing an offense to the same stringency as those who are the initial two witnesses that committed the offense, alachat kama vakama, how much more so? How much more so if someone, will the reward be paid to limnipal or say mitzvah, kosei mitzvah, to the ones that tag along for the performance of mitzvah, like the core people performing the mitzvah? Because we say in the Torah, it says, Bartimaeus says, midah tova meruba, when it comes to good attributes, that is greater than those of midah puraniot. So in other words, if with punishment, the tag along is punished with the same level of severity, so the tag along with for a mitzvah would get rewarded to the same level of, if you like, a reward as the ones that perform this mitzvah, those Mishnah today.